welcome to a special edition of our podcast show live. It's Buffalo Bills party weekend. We had some friends and guests over this weekend. Fun time. We had Jordan, Justin, and Lori on the drums. Myself, a little inebriated, trying to whack through some guitar. Hope you enjoy this. It's anything but smooth.
How about the Buffalo game this weekend?
Oh, wait a second. Who's this other person speaking in the back of this room? Could it be
Joanna's brother?
That's perfect. Justin, welcome aboard, brother.
Cheers.
Welcome aboard. Oh my God, I got this beacon. I got to turn
all
this
all the way from the 404.
From the 404.
Atlanta.
The 404.
ATL.
In the ATL.
Exactly.
Oh my God. So technically, you are the second furthest person away at the studio tonight, right?
Exactly.
Right. So, Jordan, how many miles is it?
From Orlando?
Yeah.
No, good question. It's about a three-hour flight.
Great.
Whatever that means. In miles.
Yeah, that's not that
really. 8 hours equals 1 hour of flight time.
How far is there, man? I do not know. Does anyone care? No. Much less... It's farther than that, though, right? Right? So you're further. It's further than that. Wait, what am I doing here? Oh, wait. Yeah, like, just the software here that... There's other stuff I have turned off up here because I don't want to freak people out. So I keep things turned off, you know. I don't want to freak anyone out. Right? That's what I'm talking about. Good to have you guys here tonight, and it could be a Buffalo Bills weekend.
It is.
No other weekend, right? I mean,
so many eyes on the game. Where else would you rather be than right here, than right now?
Right here, right now. Justin, thanks for coming out all the way from freaking Atlanta.
It's fine. I took Frontier. I made it.
Frontier.
I survived.
I know, right? But did they give you a snack?
Pay $3.50 if I wanted a snack pretzel.
But you survived.
I survived.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You did not go down in a ball of flame.
I did not. I sat next to Kathy from Minnesota, and she was amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Kathy from Minnesota.
She is a regular frequent flyer on Frontier and realized that, did you know on Frontier Airlines, they have endangered animals on the inside of their wings and that they donate proceeds to their flights to the endangered animals that are on their wings. We had a chipmunk on our flight.
What?
Yes, we did.
Really?
And yeah.
Really?
When I tell you, we took off from it.
Real, right? You're saying this, really?
The flight pilot got on air and said, we have so-and-so chipmunk on our wing tonight. And I was like, the fuck? Yeah, you do. Because I had a window seat. And I said, you sure fucking do.
And that's how that went down, really. I mean,
they donate.
They donate to
proceeds to endangered wildlife. Right. And then I go to the girl in my aisle. I was like, are chipmunks on the endangered wildlife species list? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, am I going to get an online survey after this flight asking if I want to donate to the Chipmunk Wildlife Foundation?
I don't know. I mean, who's going to ask about that, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's the kind of stuff.
Fun fact, if you fly Frontier,
yeah.
If you look at your wing, it's going to have an endangered species animal.
I have not.
I realized this today.
It's so funny because
I'll text you when I fly back to Atlanta what animal I have on my wing.
I survived the Frontier Airlines.
Wouldn't it be funny if I had a beaver? on my wing flying home? Or like what endangered animal would you want on my wing?
Are they endangered? Eagle.
What kind of eagle?
Proud eagle.
Yes.
A bald eagle. They're the proudest of eagles.
Go.
All the bald eagles.
America.
I have lost my hair. I'm freaking bald.
Yes.
I represent America.
Exactly.
Through thick and small.
It kind of wants to fly frontier, even though the horror,
up and down,
the trauma,
the highway and trauma.
You exit off the plane with.
Don't need nothing else. Nor your drama. We'll just sit here and wait for caller number 5.
Yeah. So I want to imagine how much did my flight make to the consolation of the Chipmunk Foundation?
The 6 and the 7. And yeah. 6 and the 7 are always here tonight. Yeah. The 6 and the 7 and the 6 and the 7.
You are here, Scotty.
No.
What are some predictions for this Sunday's game?
Here we go. We're going around the league tonight.
I want to hear some predictions. What do people on the radio tonight think? Any score predictions, like numbers, like what are we thinking? It's New Orleans. We're 3-0 going into this weekend. Can we come out 4-0? Like what are people thinking?
I think we hope.
We on our like high laurels? Are we going to come into the game thinking we're better than other? New Orleans is going to come in and be like, yo, bitch, pull out the way. Bitch coming through. Like, what?
I got to send the link to the fucking guys. I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling you, broadcast to a broader generation.
I need six, seven. Well, I don't know. I have no idea what that means.
I'll be the social media manager and let's post this.
Let's post it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God, that's man. Crazy. You guys can make me sound old in 5 seconds. Not even 5 seconds.
You know what's funny? We have like 3 generations in the room right now, don't we? We have about to retire, midlife crisis. I'm debating whether I work remote or live, we got that young generation in the house, so it's a good time to call in. What questions do we have from the audience in Batavia?
You are killing me today, man. This guy is killing me. I mean, Justin, good to have you here tonight. That's why I'm sending out links.
Yeah, call in.
Right? Wouldn't you do that? Yeah. Something like that? Yeah. Yeah, why not?
We have so much information and knowledge from so many areas in the U.S. We have West Coast.
Try to stump
South
us.
Coast.
Can't stump
Southeast.
Us. Yeah. Old like, guy.
Call in. We got different demographics. Yeah. Represent.
2 different ways to break your leg.
And yeah, you ask a question, we'll hit you from 3 different angles.
Not my fault or all my fault.
That's crazy.
2 different ways to break your leg. I think you broke both legs, right?
I broke my leg and my foot.
You broke a lot of shit.
Both legs, and I was out for like 3 months.
You broke a lot of shit. Couldn't walk.
My God.
But you're doing good. Yep. You're looking great.
I'm running that.
Healthy.
You.
And
yeah. Absolutely.
Didn't even recognize the limb coming in. So that's great.
That's good. Well, I guess that's fine.
Yeah. We'll see you at Letchworth tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. If you start limping, I'll be like, she ain't fully healed.
That's awesome, man. Awesome. Hey, well, it's only Thursday night, guys. We got all weekend long, prime to pumps, right? Have a good time.
Exactly.
And hey, you have any music you want to hear tonight? I mean, I don't know. I have, like you say, I play the 90s or the 80s or something.
Uh-huh.
But I can play other things, too.
Yeah.
We have licensed different.
Let's do some 90s.
Want to do a 90s
What
tune?
About like a good like Ace of Base song?
Are you for real?
Do you think this area could use like I Saw the Sign? Meaning
I don't know if
four
I could,
no, but coming
could I,
Sunday.
Could I would you do you want to hear
Isn't that?
That
predictable?
Because I wonder how that would sound to me today. I mean, would it be
if you think foreshadowing like 4-0? I Saw the Sign, Ace of Base. How many classics do they have? Like, it's a beautiful life. Look at where we are right now. Sitting all together, family. It's a beautiful life.
You know all the songs.
Come on. This is like...
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'll tell you what we could do. We could go into the...
Ace of Ace is what I feel like we should be channeling right now.
Really?
Think about it.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
Ace of Ace. I saw the sun.
All she wants to do is have another baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. Remember that song? Was that them?
It's a beautiful life.
That's a beautiful life.
What are they doing now? Nothing. Even cribs don't want to see what's in their fridge. Like, no one cares.
I love this guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Justin, what are we going to do tonight? We're going to... All she wants is have another baby.
I mean, we could pretend like we're Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah.
You want to be the quiet storm?
Hey there, Delilah.
Hey.
What's there like in New York City?
Hey there, Delilah. Don't beat me till I
sounds like a song.
We just need a poor chap soul to call in about a devastated love life to create the perfect song.
Right.
Amongst the thunderstorm that's rolling in.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure where that would be. That probably is outside of the
night. Do we not listen to Delilah at one point? Do you listen to Delilah?
Uh-huh.
Remember when she was on?
No. Who's Delilah?
Jordan. I have so much hope with you. Hey there, but you, Scotty, you know I'm Delilah.
I'm working on it.
Delilah, the quiet storm.
Right. Delilah. Oh, no, that's not her, is it?
Jordan, if you knew Delilah.
I know nothing.
It was everything that we grew up with. It was, you had a great day, a bad day. A day you felt conflicted. You had an argument with your best friend. You were angered with an ex-lover.
Yeah.
Delilah cured all, saw all, and found the perfect song.
Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss. kiss me two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Justin,
anyone from the
just
Western
got off
America,
the plane.
Do you have any questions regarding electrical hotel sound audio? You
hey there, Justin Delilah. Just got off the plane in Buffalo. What you doing right now this evening
stuck
tonight?
In bourbon with my ponies and my brothers and my cousins.
I got Scotty with his scotch and we're all itching our crotches and we're gonna be okay, but we'll be dehydrated
in the morning, but that's okay.
That's okay. We'll have pancakes and sausage.
I was drinking till one today.
And a half an hour after that, we said,
that sounds like 2 days in a row. Like, sound to me.
To you.
You.
To you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Hey there. Everyone.
Everyone, listen.
Good
predictions, anything you need to know, we got you.
Oh, predictions. Yes. We were talking about that earlier, right?
We were
going to predict football games, or what were we going to do?
We were going to predict football games according to Corpian signs. So if from 1 a.m. until 2:34 p.m., we're going to call it Aquarius signs.
I like it.
Yeah, so from 1:47 p.m. until 2:42 p.m., we're going to call Leo signs. So anyone that's a Leo, please call me between those times. If you're a Capricorn like I am, just call anytime. Like, whatever. I'll get you. I got you.
You Capricorns, you. Oh, just here tonight hanging out with my Delilah. I'm just a friggin' guy now. I'm a Sagittarius, just a month away. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If we're hanging out with Justin tonight,
come on.
It's always in the ether, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Always?
It's the thing is, we got Jordan. Come, Jordan. Listen to me. Talk to me. So
I'm having fun listening.
Yeah, so listen, everyone in Western New York, Jordan's a former, okay, West Coast, East Coast transplant, bought his parents' house, but you're transitioning and it's an incredible experience for you and you love it and it's great. And I'm so close that your East Coast is the best coast. When I live in Seattle,
yeah. I grew up in the East Coast, so I can agree.
So which is why I came back for 6 years. And here's where I'm going to agree with you. Mm-hmm. Is I felt West Coast just was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when parents went down, I was like, okay, this is my opportunity. West Coast is definitely not for me. Parents went down. I'm going to come home, East Coast. And I was like, this is now I feel home just like you, you know? So it's funny. It's like West Coast.
I was trying to get used to LA for like 8 years.
Exactly.
And it's like, I still can't get used to it.
Yeah.
That sounds like home.
That's probably a good thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so welcome home. It's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. Moving back home, East Coast, even though I moved back home for a little bit. Now I'm just a little bit south in Atlanta, but if anything happens, I'm hour and a half flight home.
Nice.
It's so much easier. It was so expensive. I didn't like the culture. Didn't like the
right
everything. Something about Buffalo is just
spirit.
The Buffalo mentality is incredible. I love it.
Oh yeah,
I love it. The weather, just everything about this area. Well, it's my home.
The job here, though, you were like, these guys are like, I don't know, they're taking every break they can and smoking cigarettes in the hallways here. They could probably work harder, right? I mean,
yeah, but you think about like taking smoke breaks in hallways and look at every other film. Look at Grease.
Right.
Like in the movie, they're smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Like, look at the New Age Hipster. It's like, wherever you're going to go, they're like, whatever. Just do whatever you want. You want to smoke a cigarette in the hallway? Smoke a cigarette in the hallway.
Get your job done, right?
Yeah. If you still have a smoke detector, you know what? Say, you know, fuck off, bitch. Right. Like, I'm doing what I'm doing. Like, you know, don't ruin my parade. Don't piss on my parade.
Oh, no. I didn't mean you were smoking a cigarette in the hallway.
No, it's just whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can't smoke on planes. Well, I do.
You do?
Yeah, you just put tape over the fucking shit in the bathroom.
You do?
Yeah.
And you vape. Oh, really?
Yeah, you just blow the smoke down the toilet and flush it at the same time.
Like a Marlboro, or you could...
It's so weird.
Really?
Like, you should make an OnlyFans just on, but like how I vape in a bathroom.
I do. I like
airlines. Be like, people could be turned on by that.
I feel like you'd sell a lot.
Would you
get a lot of following.
Jordan, would you subscribe?
No, I wouldn't personally, but good idea, because somebody would.
Somebody would. There's a fetish for everyone out there in America.
That's true.
That's so true. Yeah. So many. You ain't lying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have the best.
What is it?
What? You have the best cankles I've ever seen. I love cankles.
Yeah. There's a whole OnlyFans dedicated to cankles.
Cankle site.
Yeah.
I understood.
Cankles.
That's like you said.
Puppy play. Yeah.
You know what? I should get a camera here. This is fucking fun, right?
I know.
Put a camera on us, guys. You know, most of my clothes are going to stay on, probably. But I want to say.
It depends on the location of where I am. Am I in Puerto Vallarta?
You can have fun, man. Do it. I mean, do it. You got it. Flaunt it. You know, use what you got. Right?
Well, it depends what time of year it is. Yeah. I'm in Buffalo. Yeah.
It does.
But it's also September.
It is
something. You know?
Yeah.
Could it be February?
It could
be. I would be totally dressed differently.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to turn it up just
a pinch. No, it's okay.
Because we're in the compressor right now, and he probably hear this. We're running the output of this is a CL2A too that you're listening to right now.
The one that I use. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's what we use here too. Same compression. Yeah. Same.
I thought, you know, it's funny. I was flying here from Atlanta to Buffalo, and I thought, you know, I think Scotty's has a CL2A.
Oh, no. No one gives a rat's ass.
Yeah, and I was like, I bet you dollars to donuts.
Oh, no.
He's got a CL2A.
Oh, guys.
As everyone thinks.
Could be. It could be, Robert. You might. So I got to turn on that computer over there. So I'm just going to put music on while I do this. Yeah, you might, Robert. Yeah, so you guys play guitar at all? Anybody?
I played.
Or keyboard?
No, not really.
I'm trying to think. I played second piccolo and fiddler around the roof.
Second piccolo? They had two? That's a big orchestra.
Well, you gotta think it's fiddler in the roof.
I'm not saying you're the last place. Right, there we go. So good. I can use this.
Right. I'm trying to distinguish. Would your audience be upset if I went downstairs and got another Manhattan?
I would love the fact
that... My God, would you want one?
Could you make two?
You want one?
I'll take another beer.
Two Manhattans, beer.
All right.
Can you give me
sure.
3.5 minutes?
You get all the time you need.
T-minus.
All right. We're going to take just a break for a little bit. We'll be right back after this. Here we are tonight.
Live, Batavia, New York.
That's
Scotty,
right.
Justin, Jordan.
Yeah.
Live TV. Ask any question, trivia question, psychic question. We're here to ask it all, answer it all, be here for you.
That's my little honeybee, Tom Petty, my honeybee. And then look, check this honeybee out. This is Justin tonight, man.
Come on in. From the ATL. Just flew in.
He just flew in from the ATL.
Yes.
Man, just hanging out. And we have many visitors this evening.
We do. It's an exciting weekend.
But only two visitors in the studio tonight. So it seems like we
Jordan, where are you from?
Jordan. Hey, I'm Jordan. I'm from Orlando, Florida. And I'm here in Buffalo.
I love this guy.
Yes.
Look at this guy. Right?
Exactly. Justin here.
Justin.
Scott.
Justin.
Brother-in-law.
Justin, you're from where?
Like, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Well, originally from Buffalo, New York.
But you traveled from
716. I live in the 404.
Yes.
But we're good. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be here this weekend. There's nowhere else that I'd rather be than right here, right now. And we're here. I'm so happy.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm very happy as well just to have you guys here this weekend. Great to have you here. We had some fun times earlier downstairs. And look at this. I think this could be your sister, perhaps. No, your mother. I don't know. It could be. We're not sure who it is. Oh, hi. Lori. Yeah.
Lori.
Yes.
In town, Florida.
Hi. Hi. Welcome aboard.
Yes.
Hey, there's a stool. You're in.
Pop right here.
Right there.
I'm actually going to sit in that stool over there and play.
Play drums?
You
play
gonna do it?
You want to play some? Right. You want to play some drums?
Yeah. Lori.
For real?
Coming in from Florida.
Oh, I love this.
Florida?
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's gonna play drums.
All right, so let me hook you up with that.
Scotty, do you want me to play any like hype music or like play something good, like a good.
There we go. Then we gotta turn on the lights.
Yeah.
Right. So I have to turn this off.
Here we go. Lori's gonna take the stage, give us like T minus like 2 minutes, and we're gonna bring you the best epic.
Make sure they're on, you know.
Drum solo of your life.
I hardly ever played. Okay, so they might have heard them, probably maybe not though. So let's go into Why not, right? Oh, yeah.
Jordan, so you're in town. So what, since you arrived, what has been some really cool things that you have seen? So for like those that live here, maybe don't get out too much as a visitor, like what would you recommend to those that do live here? Be like, hey, you know what I saw so far since I've been here? Tell me.
Probably the Genesee? Is that what it's called?
Genesee Brewery?
Genesee Brewery.
Okay, everyone.
I really enjoyed that.
Okay. So it's...
It's so terrible, right?
Oh my god.
So, I'm focused on 5,000 different things at once right now.
I know, it's so 5,000 different things.
So everyone that lives in the vicinity of
different things. All on a Thursday night,
you can do that too, right? I love the harmony button, right?
It's amazing. So let me recap everyone that's been online right now. Those that live in the South Buffalo, southeast side of Buffalo, to the south side of Buffalo. We just continued a presentation of
Let me get to the somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I should probably play guitar or something with it.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom.
I like this.
She better play it. She better play.
She better play it, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have a local band coming in. You might have heard them. They're out of Batavia. They're called the Lame Whores.
Yes!
We're the
Lame Whores.
A slight gimp might procrastinate the horse to the water. But if the water is sparkling, they shall arrive with full fury. One gallops to the ocean. One gallops to the sea. One gallops to Lake Erie. And slurps everything for free. Yes, we're here for the weekend. We're here for the fun. We're here for the build game. We're here for the win. New England, to Atlanta, to LA, to Orlando, Savannah, Atlanta, we're here for the win. It's me, Justin from Atlanta. We're here. Scotty from Batavia, Jordan from Orlando, a new house, a new place. It's all beginning to me. Whoa, it's so fun, it's so free, it's all new to me. It's fun, it's free. I wanna smoke a bowl all to me. 6-7, 6-7 means nothing to me. You all laugh, but I just smile to me. Yes. Oh, Scotty, where are you? I don't see you. You're not in the place that you should ought to be.
I know.
Is that good? Do you like it?
I loved it. That was really good.
There we go. That's the one.
You know I got a good vibe if my cousin's being like, all right, bitch, you're good. Yeah, so can I get a job?
Hey, hey.
And so my cousin makes more than me.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Just give me some shit to vibe off of, and I'll be good.
Yes, I'm up in Indiana town, had a good mama, never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right. Indiana boys are the Indiana night. But she moved down here at the age of 18, blew the boys away from home. We said, I was introduced and we both started grooving. I said, I dig it, baby, but I got to keep moving on. Just dancing, Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
feel some is creeping in. Tired as town again. I've been told you never slow down, you never could. Tired of screwing up, tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. I said, oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Yeah, buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance of Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Boys, I feel something's creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
I'm not gonna get like start. Hey, here.
Pigeons down Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. Nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit the last number and I walked to the road. Last dance of Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Kill the pain.
I feel this creeping in and off this town again.
Yeah, kill the pain. Why are you taking this? Why are you taking that? Why are you taking this?
Good Tom Petty
song. Tom Petty. Here we go. What? Here we go. Yeah.
These guys are getting into it, man. Alright, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, those are my drummer headphones. Sound okay in there?
It sounds great.
Yeah, right?
And all I think that would be playing a Jeep Wrangler, cruising down the Santa Monica Boulevard. My
We're in Oceanside, driving down Carlsbad. Yes, rough engine. Here we go, cause I want people to see me, even though I got a small car. It's a Nissan Altima. Jordan. Come on, what do you got to say? Looking from afar. Jordan. Walking down the street. See a pasta bar open all night long. I'm like, you got carbonara, you got lasagna, you got all night. And a friend of Jordan, come on now. Do you got discount pasta? No.
God. That was
okay.
Fun.
Okay.
Kind of fun jam.
Really, that was kind of, you could have really went off a lot of shit.
I think
like
I
that.
I had enough myself.
Yeah, you could have really went off a lot of everything. Like discount ravioli.
He played drums.
Yeah, you could have went off like discount ravioli.
You like nailed it. It was like, we were like fucking around. I like that.
Okay, but whatever. Let's get music going. Let's pump it up. Let's do it. Let's test Jordan. For the sound machine he is known for. Let's do it. So I'm gonna go A B B B B B B B B B B C C C C C.
Like all the drums. Yeah. What you were playing was it's like
you were doing it. You were doing it.
Did you catch that? Did you catch it?
Yeah.
And he was ad libbing. I'm like, yeah, go for it. I'm like, go for it. Make a song. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So we're all ad libbing right now. We're totally ad libbing.
Yeah, anytime, let me know after coffee. Yeah,
awesome.
I'm available in the morning.
It's so good.
It's so much fun.
All right, let's go,
dude.
Let's do it.
I never have drummers. Well.
Listen.
What are we doing?
Hey, how about I have an idea? Can I hear? Y'all want to hear my idea?
Well, let's listen to it.
Listen.
Let's give it a listen to.
So, in T minus 10 minutes. Now, listen.
Yeah, okay.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's listen. Let's go outside. Let's listen, guys. We're having a brain moment, right? Can you agree with me?
I do.
Agree.
I love the brain.
Agree.
I love brain moments.
Let's go smoke a bong.
Oh, really? You want to do that? You want to rip? I'm fine.
You know,
that.
And
yeah.
We're going to smoke a bong with everyone in this room. I'm looking at right now.
Okay. On one condition.
So,
on one condition.
Take a T-minus.
One condition.
T-minus 67, bro.
We have to pick three songs to play in sequence.
Ace of Base.
Oh, really?
We need Ace of Base.
For real? You're sticking to your guns?
We need Ace of Base.
All right. Hey there, Delilah.
And then let's do an Ace of Base. All right. This is a journey. So I think we should listen to...
I love
to
your fried R's, man. Your fried R's. Your fried R's. I love your
That's
fried
how
R's.
You predict popularity on the antenna. So I think
saw
we should
the
do...
sign. Okay. What, so what yeah. song the hell you want to see? The sign? The sign? The is that sign. The sign?
Let's do the sign. Okay.
We're going to go
Let's
to that.
Let's do Ellie Goulding.
We'll be right back after this.
Some of the most beautiful things come out my mouth, and I'm on stage just as soon as I come out the house. So I might as well give them something to talk about. I bust a rap to make a blind man believe in the boogie, and if you came here, the move is eating the boogie. And goes in the mouth. I come from the back roads in a dirty house. If you leave the door open, mama, cuss you out. I got a big dog in the front yard. Best put leave that bite hard. I got a granddaddy who think he's your car. And that's how we do it around these parts. Oh! When you want me to come,
holla.
When you want me to come,
call me.
When you want me to come,
I'll be around.
Yeah.
Can't do it, but gonna wish they did. When I'm done, with a smile on my face, give the trophy to second place right after I won. Shake his hand, firm like a man, but talk to him like a son. And this way, I can still be a little something to everyone. And with that elegance, I rock climb to reach this regard of relevance. Poised position in the plush of the prevalence, and I'm outstanding, outspoken, which is the unequivocal evidence. It is then instant vintage, and it has been ever since.
When you want me to come.
Stealing like cheat.
Some people freaking out. You a But what did you do? What did you say? Or did you walk or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone or did you bring a friend? I need to know. Keep on smiling for me. What went right and what went wrong? Was it a story or was it a song? Was it overnight or did it take you long? Was knowing your weakness what made you strong? Or all the above? Oh, how I love to see you smiling. Something that you could smile about. Say, for instance, my girlfriend, she bugs me all the time. But the irony of it all is that she loves me all the time.
Oh, see.
Tonight, but my dinner is getting colder. Man, the same old story's getting old. Saying, oh Lord, where do we go wrong? Woman, what more could you want? I could bring you a dozen roses. Evergreen. There's a rock and there's a hard place. You got me in between. But I got used to you, Medusa. Turned my heart to stone. Just like that old song, the thrill is gone. Say it, oh Lord, where did we go wrong? Woman, what more could you want? I could breathe. Good enough for you. I could bring you a dozen roses. I could bring you a dozen roses.
Where are we at tonight, man? This is crazy, man. Far out. I love it here on a Thursday night, right? CeeLo Green, you know, we got that going on. You know, there's some of that going down. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, there's so many things to have on a, because my mixer. And who cares about Juris or Diction, right? And we're going a little bit off the kilter. Check this out. Puppy in a truck.
My 40s are kicking my ass and handing them to me in a margarita glass. I was infatuated with an older man. And then I dated a psychopath. So I'm 44 in 2020. Thank God I saved up some money. Time to like a shot of good luck, I got a puppy in a truck. If you feel like giving up, shut up, get a puppy in a truck. I don't fuck with Mopar, Tesla, or Ford. I'm a Chevrolet Angel Lord. Trading my 64 Malibu for a van. And to tell you the truth, that's the only regret I have. I need a dog that's hypoallergenic, and the poodle may you and photogenic. Like a shot of good luck, I got a puppy in a truck. If you see us rolling up, thumbs up, puppy in a truck. A shot of good luck, I got a puppy in a truck, and some unconditional love. Like a shot of good luck, get a puppy in a truck. If you see us rolling up, say what's up, puppy in a truck.